Afternoon, Tire Ups Assistance, how can I help?
How are you doing? My name's Mr. Cordell, Simon Cordell, and I'm represented on behalf of your solicitor firm. And yeah. I'm right now, I believe that a Mr. Ronak Ahmed is in charge of my case, he's the case handler.
Okay, hold on.
I was wondering if he was available. Hello, how are you doing? Is that Ronak?
Too bad, Mr. Cordell. Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm a bit better with the news that you've brought to me, but I'm not truly satisfied with it. To be honest, I can prove that the 58 claims that are in the possession order are completely forged. I can prove when they were forged, when I weren't in the house, and I'm not happy for a settlement under these grounds, under the grounds that I haven't been out of trouble sort of thing. Even if we did go to court, legal aid's granted right now, and at the other end, so no matter what, your solicitor firm's going
to... Yeah, no, legal aid would be terminated.
Yeah, but if we did accept the settlement, legal aid would be terminated. But
No. Legal aid would be terminated when they find out that there is an offer made. They'll say that it's not worth. They won't carry on funding the case.
Legal aid won't continue funding my case under the grounds that I'm still being labelled as a perpetrator rather than being granted as innocent. I can contact legal aid right now, and legal aid has agreed with me and in my emails that until my innocence has been proven, this has been filed 4 or 5 times now in malicious process alone. I'm not happy. Go on, understand what you're saying.
You might not be happy. Legal aid don't fund cases because you're labelled as a paedophile, perpetrator, whatever. If your home's not at risk at this present moment, they won't continue funding it. So they'll refuse funding. You can carry on the case, but there'll be no legal aid.
So what you're saying is I can privately continue to sue, and I don't have to accept. But you, as my solicitor, can you in the thing accept that I don't accept the terms and the grounds to which they want to settle on?
I can tell you that. But if your mother just emails me back and says in one sentence that she refuses, that you refuse the offer. That they want to discontinue the case. If your mother just emails back and says that you refuse the offer, then that's all I need to hear from you.
Okay, because she was just writing to you something along them lines right now, I believe.
No. I've received this long email, 500 words email. I don't need something like that because that's not really relevant.
They want to pursue the case for the lack of recent incidents, not for the fact that I haven't done these things. So now they're going to make me live next to these people who have maliciously made stories up about me for the rest of my life, violated my home and my privacy.
And if you want to carry on the case...
Yeah, I do, 100%. 100%. And I'm.
And she needs to reply. She sent me an email just saying that she refuses the offer made by the council.
Yeah, because I've been accused of something, and now I have my right to the day in court against it.
She just needs to reply back to my email and say that you declined the offer made.
Yeah, I've got the insurance policies here, and I'm writing to the insurance companies once this is over for malicious process and for them filing the rest of it. And them saying that I've done nothing wrong over this time, and that's why they're dropping. That's not really a valid reason for the suffering.
They haven't said that. They've just said that there's been no recent incident. So if you could get your mother to email me back and just
say I'll do that.
You decline. Their offer to withdraw the case.
Under the terms of what they're stating.
No, just say that you decline the terms of their offer.
Yeah, but it's obviously got to be. I'm not somebody that will free write like that, or tell my mother to free write like that. If I'm going to be explaining something to somebody, I tell them why I'm explaining them to do that.
That email is just for our record. It's not for anyone else. Not going anywhere else.
Well,
your mother already sent me a 500.
Because it's very cold-hearted when somebody else later, don't say you leave the firm or somebody else leaves the firm. You understand this bit of information that we're talking and the reasons to why.
Yeah,
now, you're going to make me just write a blunt, short letter.
Can you stop talking so much? Because I'm trying to explain something to you. Once the legal aid is terminated, then we will close our file. That's basically how it works.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah, all I need from you is a sentence saying that you refuse the offer.
It's illegal.
I don't understand why that's complicated.
It's not that. It's just as a solicitor, that's supposed to have my best interest at heart. I think that someone had done this to you, yeah, because there's 15,000 pages that the Enfield Council and Lemmy have wrote in my name. My name didn't have no names in it. I could go and get job references and everything in it. Now, them lot have wrote 15,000 pages in my name. Now, you were telling me, as my solicitor, we're going to let them get away with it when I can prove that they've maliciously frauded it or weren't in my house or nothing. I want to go for court. I want to get them up on the call. I want you to get me a good barrister. You've already wasted my time in taking so long to deal with it and not notice that it's hearsay. You should have got the case dropped time ago, to be quite honest. Yeah. But you never done that. We're so many months into it now because of the way you have handled it all, the way you've handled it and your firm's handled my case. Yeah, and you're being paid. You're going to take money. You're going to take money for it at the end of it. Everyone's taking money here, and you've all ruined my life. And you're supposed to be the person that's telling me about hearsay applications.